This is VOA News via remote. Tommy McNeil. As the world surpasses 960,000 COVID-19 deaths and a new milestone of 31 million confirmed infections, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is considering a second national lockdown as an accelerating coronavirus outbreak threatened to destroy any shots of economic recovery and send millions back into isolation. The United Kingdom already has the biggest official COVID-19 death toll in Europe and the fifth largest in the world, while it's borrowing record amounts in an attempt to pump emergency money through the damaged economy. New COVID-19 cases are rising by at least 6,000 per day in Britain. That's the week-old data. Hospital admissions are doubling every night. Every 8 days, Johnson is due to speak on it Tuesday. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern on Monday lifted all coronavirus restrictions across the country, except in a second wave hotspot, Auckland. As the number of new infections slowed to a trickle, some restrictions were also eased in Auckland to allow gatherings of up to 100 people. But the country's biggest city needed more time before all curbs could actually be lifted. A New Zealand nation of about 5 million appeared to have halted a community transmission of COVID-19 earlier in the year, but a fresh outbreak in Auckland in August prompted the government to place the city back in lockdown. The political battle in the United States is being quickly joined over replacing the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the U.S. Supreme Court. Almost immediately after her death was announced, Republicans and Democrats were staking their positions on what happens next and collecting lots of campaign donations for the struggle ahead. U.S. President Trump says that he'll put forward a nominee this week and push the Senate to move fast on his choice. Democrats and some Republicans say this shouldn't happen before the election. This is VOA News. China's ByteDance said on Monday that TikTok's global business will become its subsidiary, even as Oracle Corp and Walmart Inc. said over the weekend that they and U.S. investors would own the majority of the video app following a deal with U.S. President Donald Trump's administration. Mr. Trump signed an executive order on August 14th, giving ByteDance 90 days to sell TikTok amid concerns that he said it supported personal data of as many as 100 million Americans that use the app, and it could be passed on to China's Communist Party government. On Saturday, he said he supported a deal in principle that would allow TikTok to continue to operate in the U.S. Accounts of the deal differ, though. ByteDance said on Monday that it will own 80% of TikTok Global. That's the newly created U.S. company that will own most of the app's operations worldwide. Oracle and Walmart, which have agreed to take stakes in TikTok Global of 12.5% and 7.5% respectively, had said on Saturday that majority ownership of TikTok would be in American hands. A woman suspected of sending an envelope containing the poison ricin, which was addressed to the White House, has been arrested at the New York-Canada border. That's according to three law enforcement officials to the Associated Press. The letter had been intercepted earlier in the week before it reached the White House. The woman was taken into custody by U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers at the Peace Bridge at the border crossing near Buffalo. She is expected to face federal charges. Her name was not immediately released, and a letter addressed to the White House appeared to have originated in Canada, according to the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. It was intercepted at a government facility that screens mail addressed to the White House and President Trump, and a preliminary investigation indicated it tested positive for ricin, according to the officials. Members of the newly formed U.S. Space Force are deploying troops to a vast new frontier. That's the Arabian Peninsula. Space Force now has about 20 airmen stationed at one of the air bases in Qatar, and it's a foreign deployment. The military branch, pushed by President Trump, has provoked skepticism in Congress. Satire and Netflix, and with its uncannily similar logo to Star Trek jokes about future intergalactic battles. But the Middle East already saw what military experts call the first space war in the 1991's Desert Storm operation to liberate Kuwait. Today faces new threats from Iran's missile program and satellite jamming operations. Find more at VOANews.com. Remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.